Amen. Prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your goodness to us. And Father, we just ask you this morning that you'd touch and minister. I pray to every heart, every need, that you just have your way in the hearts and lives of these this morning. You've heard the names. You know the needs. And we know that you're able to minister this morning, to touch, Father, to heal, to help, to comfort, and just to do that that's needful this morning, to minister according to each and every need this morning. You have the answer, and Father, we know that you can touch. And we just ask you for your help this morning, and pray that you'd be with us and go with us as we go on through this service. Father, pray that you'd bless and touch, open up our ears that we might hear and receive the Word of God. And Father, that you'd help us to be an able minister of the Word. And Father, we pray now for those things that lay before us, Father, if you give us the days and the time, that everything that's said and done be for your honor and your glory, and you just help us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We are here at the end of a year. Happened pretty quick, didn't it? And every one of us that's here this morning can testify, I believe, that the older we get, faster time goes. When we was young, didn't used to travel that fast. I mean, there's things in your life that when you was a youngster, you thought, I'm not ever going to get old enough to do that, or to this certain age, you know. And we was wanting to drive and get a driver's license. We was wanting to get out of school and all those kind of things, you know. But amen, but it happened, didn't it? And buddy, it's been happening ever since at a rapid rate. And so I thought about as we close out this year, I want to read a verse to us in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 16. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse number 16. And it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I think this morning, by the very fact that we are here on the last Sunday morning in 2025, we could testify that we have found some grace to make it through another year, another period of time. And as I thought about that, and I want to look, we sing this song on page 57 in that red book, and it says, "Amazing Grace." Amazing grace. And truly, this morning, it is amazing grace. God's grace sent down to mankind. And as we think about the year that we have gone through, and we think about the grace of God that has brought us through it, and we look here at this old hymn, this staple hymn that may be the most sung hymn in the world, amen, because they won't just sing Amazing Grace. It don't just get sang it in church, but in other venues and other places, Amazing Grace. Now, everybody that sings it don't really realize its meaning, but it has a deep meaning, and it can speak to us this morning. But I want to look this morning at the Amazing Grace, and the first thing for us to notice is the grace of God redeems us from sin. It redeems us from sin. We find in the book of Ephesians, it tells us in Ephesians chapter number 1 and verse number 7, Ephesians 1 and 7, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace." Amen. That first verse of Amazing Grace says, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." Amen. The grace of God redeems from sin. You see, kings and presidents, they can't redeem us from our sin problem. They cannot save us from our sin. They cannot pardon us from our transgressions. Silver and gold, no matter how much of it somebody may have in this life, it cannot buy their freedom from sin and from the transgressions which they have committed. If that's the only thing that they're counting on, it will do them absolutely no good at the day of judgment. Medicine and science, amen, they cannot produce the forgiveness that's needed to cleanse us from all of our sins. Well, they do a lot of good things. We're thankful to have medicine. We're thankful for science and for all the advancements and all the things that they made. But when it comes to our sins, there are only one thing, amen, has made it possible for us to be redeemed, and that is the grace of God. Amen. That Jesus Christ, that He came, and Jesus Christ and Him alone can redeem us from our sins. That's why the songwriter wrote in that very first line, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound." Amen. "That saved a wretch like me." Because see, he found there wasn't anything else that could save him. A lot of people have tried and turned to a lot of different things only to come to the conclusion, reach a rope's end and turn unto God and find that only God and His grace that can save. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. You see, Jesus Christ, through the grace of God, can reach way down and save. It tells us back over in Ephesians in chapter number 2, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God." Amen.
the grace of God can reach way down. It can go places that mamas and daddies can't go. It can retrieve lost children from places that other people said that, boy, there is no hope for them. I've had them tell me about certain individuals in my time of witnessing, but you won't never get them. But amen, and I didn't, but amen, you know what did? The grace of God, the sound of God's amazing grace, amen, breaks through barriers, went to places, amen. We can speak a word, we can testify, and we should, and be a witness, but amen, it's that grace of God, God's word spoken, and even when they get way out, and nobody else knows where they are, amen, they're still within reach of God's amazing grace. Amen. How sweet the sound. I believe the songwriter was just in that place where a lot of folks said that, boy, he's one that they would have said would have never come to the place to know Christ as Savior. But amen. But by the grace of God, God saved him. Paul said of his own self, talking of himself, and we mention it often, that he considered himself the chief among sinners. But God saved him. Amen. By God's amazing grace, he was saved. And so, amen, God's grace, it redeems us from sin. But also God's amazing grace, amen, secondly, it relieves our fears. In the book of Psalms, we read a verse in Psalms chapter 56, in verse number 3. The psalmist said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Second verse of Amazing Grace says, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Amen. Today's world that we live in, you know, one thing about it, it's full of fear. Listen, folks, it's afraid of everything. I mean, not everybody's not afraid of everything. Amen. Some folks just afraid of spiders and snakes, but other folks is afraid, some folks afraid to live, but they're afraid to die. Amen. They're afraid of what may happen in their youth and young age, but amen, but they're afraid of old age. And they're afraid of what riches may bring, but amen, but they're afraid of poverty. There's just a fear. But the grace of God can alleviate our fears. It says, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. Amen. Grace. What is it that we need to fear more than anything else? To fear God. And amen, grace. And what the songwriter recognized was, amen, out of everything in his life, he looked and he saw himself in light of what God saw. And boy, it brought a dread and a fear to his heart and his life for the sin that he committed. But then that same grace that caused him to fear, it brought relief, amen, at knowing that redemption was in Christ Jesus. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. You see, God's amazing grace relieves fear. It helps us with fear. Because of God's grace, we can do things that we would never do alone. We can make it through times and places that we never could by ourselves because of the grace of God. Listen, there's things, and I've told this before, of the time when there was two coons fighting down in the swamp, and Daddy asked me if I want to walk down there with him just as a boy. And we went off down there, and then when we got there, when he went down into the swamp, he left me standing up there on the hill. If I'd known that, I'd stayed in the house. Because you see, here was the thing, and this is the way, as long, I'd have waited neck deep in the swamp as long as I was with Daddy, I wasn't worried. But when he left me back up there on the hill and he went down there in the swamp and I stood around there and I'm just standing there in the dark. There were things all around me I felt like. I wasn't nearly as courageous when I was by myself. And so it is. Amen. I can be courageous. Why? Not because of who I am. I'm weak. But I can be courageous because of who God is. He can help me with my fears. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 John chapter number 4. 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 18, it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." Boy, listen, that's why I need to be in Jesus, in Christ. I need to know Him. And the more I know Him, the less fear can control and dominate my heart and my life. Because listen, the Bible says of God that God is what? He's love. And boy, in Him, amen, in perfect love casteth out all fear. God's grace can alleviate that fear. So as the songwriter wrote, "How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed." Amen. The third thing here about this amazing grace, it tells us in the book of Psalms chapter number 71. Psalm 71 and verse number 3. The grace of God reassures us through dangers. It reassures us. Psalm 71 verse number 3. It says, "Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress." Verse number 3 says, "Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home." I'm going to just tell you, that's my favorite verse. I love the song, but amen, I've always verse number 3. Because see, I can say amen and amen. "Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come." And there's only one reason. And that's because of the grace of God. He's brought me through the dangers. I can only imagine the songwriter, Newton, as he wrote the song, and what may have been in his mind. And the days and the time, maybe the nights that he spent on a tempestuous sea in storms and different things that was happening. But he was able, and there may even been times in his life, amen, as a lost man that he looked back on and said, "You know how quickly I could have went into eternity lost. But I made it. I made it safe thus far." Our world's, it's a dangerous world. Storms, floods, all sorts of evil, thefts, murders, all of these things happening around us, without. Somebody I was talking to the other day, a lady that I used to work with, I saw her at Walmart and we talked for just a minute, and she said, "Well," she said, "my husband don't let me go nowhere by myself no more. He said it's too dangerous of a world." It is a dangerous world. And listen, not only the storms and the floods of the physical life, but in the spiritual world and in our own lives, we have the same storms and floods, and we have within. We have trials and hurts and loneliness and misunderstandings, and all of these things come and happen. But here we are. Here we are. We've made it. I've made it this far. And I know it's by the grace of God. And I've made it safe thus far. He said, "And I know I'm going to make it safely home." Why? Because the same grace that's brought me to this place, that got me to this place, is going to lead me safely home. Amen. The grace of God. Because He told, amen, Paul, that "My grace is sufficient." Amen. And those that put their trust in Him, it is sufficient. In this life, people, even sometimes friends and loved ones, will disappoint and let us down. And sometimes they do it because they can't help it. I mean, here's the reality. We as family, there's things that we would do for our family if there was something we could do. But you know, there reaches times and places that we can only go so far. Boy, if we could hurt Fawn, we would, but we can't. But amen. But the grace of God. You see, Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. And in His Word, He tells us that, amen, He's with us. He said, I'll be with you all the way, even unto what? The end. All the way, even unto the end. And so, 'tis grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. But amen. And in the book, and one that's been most often sang by us, and there are other verses to this song, but we've got four. And the fourth thing here about this song and about the grace of God as we close out this year is the rewards are eternal. The rewards are eternal. You know, I've told before of the farmers, and you know, if you've been in the business of farming, you get to the fall of the year and October and the harvest, and the one farmer that, you know, he got all of his harvest in, but there was one farmer that lost a good bit of his wine because he chose to go to church on Sunday and honor God and go, and so he didn't do quite as good. Some of his crops were damaged, and the other fellow who was not a believer was speaking to him, talking to him about that and about how serving God, how costly it was. But he made the statement, and he said, well, he said, here's the thing. He said, God don't settle all of his debts in October. Amen. You know, all the reward don't come in October. The song says, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. 2 Timothy chapter 4, Paul told Timothy in verse number 8, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. Today, this moment is not the end all for all of God's children. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Amen. It is as Joseph told his brothers, as he had been in captivity for around 20 years. But now he was there and he was saving their lives, saving not only their lives, but in reality, saving the nation. And what they did to him, he told them. He said, I know, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, I know why you did it. You did it for evil. Your intentions were evil. But he said, but I got a big God. You meant it for evil. God meant it for good. Because God wasn't looking at the day that you threw me into the pit. God, He already saw this day. He saw this day when I was going to be second in command in the land of Egypt, and I was going to be giving you corn. I was going to be the what sustained your very life and your existence. That's, amen. God meant it for good. And so today's not the end all for God's children. And so when we've been there 10,000 years, think about that. Because see, here's the reality. Christmas just went by. There's not one of us sitting in here that knows for certainty that we'll ever see another Christmas. I mean, we just don't. That's the reality of the world that we live in. We don't know if we'll see another Christmas. We don't know if, I mean, if our loved ones, you know, we had family that Scott and his, most of his bunch live in Tennessee. He's got one that's stuck off down there in Orlando, and we don't get to see them much. So when, you know, the times It's good when we do get together because we don't ever know. We don't know what tomorrow holds. Because this life, boy, there's a lot of things that happen in this life that break our heart. But the songwriter said, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first. The reward is eternal. I mean, 10,000 years, and it'll just be started. I mean, there won't be any of those times. There won't be any more sorrow. There won't be any more pain. There won't be any more tears. All those things are going to be passed away. I mean, preacher, how could all this be? It goes back to the very first verse of that song. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I'm thankful this morning that as we close out another year, and if God gives us a few more days, we'll bring in 2026. And we'll enter 2026 the same way we entered 2025, by the grace of God. Amen. And His amazing grace. As you stand with us this morning, as our sister just plays, every head bowed and every eye closed this morning, if you have a prayer need, we want you to just take a minute, and if you have a need, you come and we'll pray this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank You this morning for Your grace. Father, it is sufficient. And oh, we never will be able to explore and know the depths of the grace of God. We may, Father, I know on this side of glory we'll never understand it all. But we are thankful for it this morning, for Your grace. And we just ask You to touch us, keep us, and help us. Father, I pray as we go on through this time, and if You give us, Father, the days ahead as we enter a brand new year, that we'll enter it with the grace of God. We thank You for Your blessings, for Your mercy, for Your goodness, for Your kindness to us. Father, we struggle with many things, but we're thankful this morning for the grace of God and for Your love toward us. We just ask You now to help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.